This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO, Medford, 9:02 in the morning. Mike on the mic here for the duration, for the next 2 hours until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And glad you could join me today. I appreciate it. And smiling at somebody across the little table here.
We're laughing.
Yeah, laughing and smiling.
Giggling.
Yeah, my good buddy, my lovely friend Audrey is here.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yep, and Audrey will tell you more about her rock and roll exploits, I'm sure, as we
yes,
go on.
Yes, lots of them.
You
lots
can tell,
of stories.
Yeah, and you could tell people what you want about what's going on, but basically you're a guitarist in a rock and roll band. And,
yes.
And a vocalist, and you're living the life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I was living
you
the
was
life.
You was living the life.
Yeah, but I'm still playing, you know, in my at home mostly these days, but we'll get out there again. We
yep.
always do.
But we got, yes, and we have lots of good music to do, lots of good stories to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yep. So if you guys want to hear anything, you can do it in a couple of ways. You could call us at 855-915-9636, or if you're a friend of mine or Audrey's on Facebook, feel free to leave a request there
yes,
on the thread
please.
That I started. All right, so the way that I do things is I do 5-song sets. The first song is usually something new. I call it New Noise because that's how I roll. And 2, 3, and 4 will kind of manifest themselves after whatever that was. And the 5th song is my favorite song of the set. It's one I want to feature. It's one I want you guys to know about. So it's going to be 5 songs coming up, starting with, as mentioned, the New Noise. And the first one of the day is by our friend Johnny Marr. Always good to have new Johnny Marr.
Excellent.
Yep. This is something, it's just a single at this point, but it's brand new from Johnny, and it's called Hi Hello. Brand new here at WMFO, Medford.
Hi Hello. dykes and ferries. Tell me where is sanity? Tax the rich, feed the poor. Tell there are no rich no more.
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO, 9:22 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Audrey. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
What did we just do? That was so much fun collaborating on our
God,
first
I'm
set.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. And it wasn't quiet like I can sometimes
no,
be.
No, it's loud and proud.
It was really, really good. So Audrey is here, local music luminary. That's what I think of, how
Thank
I think
you.
Of you. Yep. And
very proud to be Boston, USA.
Right.
Born and bred.
Right, so I've been trying to get you to come in here. You've been here with Brian Young.
Yes.
Plenty of times, and with your band, without your band. But
yeah. 360s.
Yeah, 360s. Yeah. We'll play some of that stuff today,
cool.
huh? Absolutely.
Excellent.
All right, so let's talk through what we played.
All right.
All right, started off the new noise for this set with the great Johnny Marr, a single from a new effort from him called Hi Hello.
That was good.
Yeah,
I
Audrey
like
and
that.
I were talking about that. I mean, it was very Smithy,
very
Smith-sounding.
I like it.
He's really matured as a solo artist.
that guitar is undeniable.
It's like Clapton kind of. Is that too high of
really
a praise? Because if you hear Johnny Marr, you just hear the Replacements, and you know it's him.
Yes.
Or whatever. He's like a guitar for hire anyway these days. He's been in so many different great bands.
Mm.
So that was called Hi Hello. The great 10 years after. Followed up to that from the anthology 1967 to 1971. I'd Love to Change the World. Not only was it a great segue. Thank you
that
very much.
That was a great segue.
But, I mean, what a great song.
It is. I was like Vietnam rock.
Yeah, Vietnam.
You know, just like I was getting all these visions of, you know, just that period, that time period.
Were the visions that you had in black and white with helicopters?
Yes, that was it.
I knew it. I knew it. Then the fall. After
fall,
that, from Middle Class Revolt, which came back out way in 2006. That was The Reckoning.
Yes.
That's one of your picks.
Yeah, that was my pick. And that song is very special because Marky Smith wrote that for my sister, Lori.
Okay.
And they met in Boston, and it was one of those meeting of the minds immediately. And she's a great poet and an artist, and they just hit it off, and they became very close friends and toured America together. And she went back to England and stayed with them there for a while. She was supposed to join The Fall, and The Fall is definitely one of my favorite bands and has been for years.
Yeah, I love that track. That was a great pick.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Then I followed up with the great Band of Horses from about 8 years ago now, 2010, CD called Infinite Arms. That was Laredo. I thought you would know that. I was almost sure you would.
I didn't know that one, but I liked it.
See, I just love grungy guitars with a hook.
Yes.
And that's a perfect example of that.
It always works for me.
I love that. Band of Horses in Laredo. And then the fifth song in the set, my favorite song in the set, that was Santana backing up Chris Cornell. With a cover of Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. How great was that?
It's so sad.
Yeah, the air guitar in here was embarrassing.
I know, we were rocking out.
I'll never recover
totally.
From that. But that was from a CD called Guitar Heaven, The Greatest Guitar Classics of All Time, and Whole Lot of Love, of course. All right, 9:25 in the morning. Time for another new noise. And I have a real interesting one. It's not necessarily new, but it kind of is. Guns N' Roses back in the Appetite for Destruction days. You know, not everything makes an album. I mean, you know that. You record a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So this one here is on a massive 30th anniversary reissue of Appetite for Destruction. And this one was never released. Never, ever released. And it's called Shadow of Your Love. You excited to hear
it? I want to hear it.
All right, let's go. It's WMFO and New Noise. Enjoy, everybody.
business. Bubble, bubble. Toil, no trouble. Sunlight on my face. You and me together, we are in our place. The gods are in the heavens, the angels treat us well. Oracle has spoken, we cast the perfect spell. Now it begins. Let it be. Counting out the money. The king is in the kitchen, making bread and honey. No friends and yet no enemies. Absolutely free. No rats aboard the magic ship of perfect harmony. Now it begins. Let it be. Wherever we may roam, the center of the circle will always be our home.
mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO Medford. Oh my goodness, how good was that?
That was awesome. Yeah. That's my son.
That's your son. Tell us about your son and his band.
All right, so that's the Quigs from Boston.
Yeah.
And they're a bunch of friends that got together a few years ago. They recorded that at John Bean's studio in actually in Malden, I think.
Mm.
And I thought it came out great. I love that song. It's called Hiding.
Yeah, it's from 2007's It Ain't Right CD.
Yeah.
It Ain't
Right. It's a good one. It's good.
Congratulations, Ian. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, they haven't released it yet on CD, but ultimately.
Ultimately.
Yep. It's on Spotify.
Quigs, everybody. Spelled just like it sounds.
Yep.
The Rolling Stones, of course, is before that from 1968. I was alive then.
So was I.
Beggar's Banquet, Sympathy for the Devil. Great one from John Lennon, along with Yoko. Double Fantasy, Stripped Down was that one. Clean Up Time was a remix, just a little bit different than
the original one.
But lovely to hear that. The Tubes. From the Best of the Tubes, that's where I got that one. White Punks on Dope.
That goes out to Barry Paul.
Yeah, and Chris Johnson, another Tubes lover.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but and we both saw the Tubes. We were lucky enough to see them in their heyday.
1981.
Yeah, we probably sat next to each other and didn't even say anything to anybody.
What a show that was.
I mean, when else do you see a show when you have, like, girls dressed as mermaids playing wiffle ball with the audience?
Unbelievable.
Seriously.
It really was quite a spectacle.
It was awesome. And Fee Waybill? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I started off with a long-lost sort of Guns N' Roses from the 1987 Appetite for Destruction sessions. That was Shadow of Your Love. What'd you think of that, Odd? What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't...
I mean, they didn't include it.
I can see why it didn't make the record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a really strong song like the rest of the record.
It must have been so hard to decide.
It must have, but...
they probably made the right decision with
I think they did.
It's not like it's a horrible song, but when you compare it
to... It's not right compared to that record. I mean, that was a pretty mind-blowing record when it came out.
Oh, God. I remember where I was. I was down in Florida visiting my friend.
Yeah.
And there's a chain of record stores down there called Coconuts.
Yep.
And we went in there looking for records, and somebody said, "Have you heard about this band?"
Yeah.
And I bought Appetite for Destruction. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I heard it. It was on a compilation. Welcome to the Jungle was on a comp in 1986, 87. So I went to see them at the Paradise.
Oh, jeez.
100 people there. That's it. Nobody was there.
What a life you've led.
Oh, just a lot of good shows and a lot of fun rock and roll times.
Mm, and speaking of that, we're going to play a little bit of Courtney.
Yes, and we'll get...
And we'll talk about...
we'll talk about her.
Yeah, you and Courtney Love. Is it a love story? I don't think it is.
It's not a love story.
It's not a love story. All right. No. All right, maybe this will be a love story, the new noise for this set at 9:51 in the morning. Great band that came here on my show a couple of months ago, and everybody just loved them. And tonight, they are playing live and going to be broadcast live. Big celebration tonight for the band called the Cast Irons.
Audrey, you haven't heard this yet.
All right, happy to do this. They just released this last week,
excellent.
And I was the first one to ever play it. Brand new Cast Irons, everybody. This one is called Something. WMFO.
You make me weak. That much is true. You took from me everything I knew. A hole you created that looks like you. You love to be cheated, and it's all you do.